Welcome to episode 158 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about your number one challenge for Bible study. Let's dive in. If you haven't read Psalm 119 recently, I would encourage you to do so. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, Psalm 119, isn't that the longest chapter in all of Scripture? And I would say, yes, it is! And while it is longer than any other passage or any other chapter, the psalm itself is an incredible declaration of the richness of the Word of God. In fact, let me just read you a couple of verses. The psalmist says in verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law." And obviously here, it's not just talking about like regulations and rules and requirements. It is talking about the totality of God's word. So the psalmist says, "Oh, how I love your law. Oh, how I love your word. It is my meditation all the day." Verse 103 says, "Oh, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Verse 114 says, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." The declaration that you hear all throughout Psalm 119 is just the preciousness of God's word, the delight of God's word, and how we are to be focused and meditating upon the word day and night. Now, I don't know about you, it seems like in our modern day, very few Christians are actually finding delight and joy and meditating upon the words of God, even for a few minutes throughout the day. In fact, for a lot of believers, the Word of God is just merely something that we bring to church. And in fact, in our digital age, we don't even have to bring that anymore. We can just pull it up on our phones. Well, I want to ask you, what is your greatest challenge in studying the Bible? I honestly want to ask you, what is your greatest challenge as you come to the Word of God? Is it how to read the Bible? Is it, well, I don't know how to practically study Scripture? Is it, well, I'd love to be able to memorize it, but I just don't know how? What is your greatest challenge? This summer, it'll be the 15-year anniversary of when God radically got a hold of my life and just turned my world upside down. It was 15 years ago this summer when I had the incredible opportunity to travel with a good friend and mentor of mine, Dr. Stephen Manley. Now, I played Stephen's messages several times throughout this podcast, but Stephen just has an overwhelming passion for Jesus and the Word of God. And when I first heard Stephen preach in the late 90s, I just was so captivated by how he just got so much out of Scripture. Well, 15 years ago, I had the opportunity to travel with him for the entire summer and just learn and just hear what he does and why he does. And that is where I learned saturation Bible study. Now, over the last 15 years since I traveled with Stephen, I've had the joy and the privilege of teaching thousands of Christians how to study and read the Bible. Now, if you've ever gone through one of our discipleship programs at Ellerslie, you know, we've taken some of those weeks and or some of those little mini sessions, and I've taught basic concepts of how to study the Bible. Well, over the last several years, I've been working on an actual book and curriculum, like an online course for this kind of a comprehensive understanding of saturation Bible study, basically walking a beginner through how do you not only just read the word, but engage with the word and study the word and just plow the depths and the riches of the Word of God. It has been probably the most transformative thing that I've ever done in my life, which is allowing God to speak to me through his word. And I have such a passion to teach other people how to do the very same thing. Because I've seen what God has done in my life and how he's just changed my thinking and my attitude and my thought process and how I live and how I talk, because of my studying God's word, I really want believers to know how, not just to read it, not just for information, but as I've often said, that we should be coming to the word, not just for academics, though academics are not bad, but we should be coming to it for intimacy, to know the author himself. We're not just here for information. We are here for transformation. Well, all that being said is I'm kind of putting some final touches on this online course that I'm getting ready to launch here in the next, hopefully the next couple of months. And I'm kind of finishing up the first draft of my Saturation Bible Study book. And I'd really love your help just to make sure that I didn't miss something that would actually be helpful or beneficial to you and how or what you need to study the Bible. So this is kind of an interactive episode. I would really love to kind of sit down with you across from, you know, with some coffee and just say, hey, can I just pick your mind and just tell me what are you struggling with? What could I help you in terms of this idea of Bible study or Bible reading? And I would love just to hear you just kind of process through, well, yeah, this doesn't make sense, or I wish I knew this, or this is a big challenge for me in the area of Bible study. Well, since we can't practically do that, though that would be a lot of fun, this is, I guess, going to be the next best thing. I would love if you would just take 2 or 3 minutes out of your day and go to the show notes for this episode, which is deeperchristian.com/158 for episode 158. And on that page, you'll just see a place where you can give some feedback. And I really just love for you to answer a couple of questions that'll help me as I kind of put some finishing touches on a saturation book and this online course. And as such, I would love for this just to be an opportunity for me to serve you and give you value. Because while I've taught the concept of Bible study for years, I recognize that there are certain things that certain individuals just need pressed on or encouraged with or explained, perhaps even more. And I just want to make sure that I have all that stuff included so that if you ever happen across the book or the online course, you would actually see it as a huge blessing and actually meets your needs. So if you'd be so kind and give me some feedback, it would actually be a tremendous blessing as we're putting the final touches on all of this. So again, if you would like to tell me your greatest challenge or struggle or pain point with Bible study, I would love to hear what you have to say. Again, all you have to do is just take a couple of minutes and go to deeperchristian.com/158 for episode 158. Or you can just click on the link right there in your app, whatever app you're listening to this podcast. Well, I know I didn't give you a lot of content, but if I could just give you one final encouragement, could I encourage you not just to waste the season we are in, but to allow God to press you deeper into His Word in the season? Most of us have all this extra time and we're kind of letting it go by the wayside by watching Netflix or Hulu or a whole ton of movies. Rather than all that, could I encourage you to spend some extra time in the Word and ask Jesus, saying, you know, God, would you come in and just give me greater revelation and insight of who you are and the insights into your Word? Let me just not see the surface. Let me see the profundities of the depth of your Word. Well, if you'd like a couple episodes where we kind of walk through some very simplistic basics of Bible study, you can actually go back to, it begins on episode 20 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. So if you just go back and begin to listen to those next couple of messages or those episodes, I think it's episodes 20 through right around 25 or so, they kind of give you a great overview of how to just to begin a study of Scripture. And with all that being said, I just want to say thank you in advance for those who are willing to just to give a couple of minutes and give me some feedback to, again, help me help you with how to study the Bible. Well, thanks as always for listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast. Join us next week as we dive into a new fresh topic where we're going to be looking at the marvelous wonder of Jesus Christ, the profundity of His Word, and what it means for we as Christians to build our lives upon Him. Well, again, if you'd like to leave me some feedback, just go to the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/158. And until next week, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.